you know, we got in really late at night and weren't quite sure where we were supposed to go. And then we, you know, at the airport, we gave a ride to somebody who didn't have a ride in, and they happened to have room in their yurt. And they were part of the Black Lives Matter movement. So we've been staying in the Black Lives Matter yurt the whole time. That's just like symbolic of the giving. You know, you walk down the street, and if somebody sees somebody without gloves, somebody else will say, here, you know, here, take my gloves. I've seen that so many times. People just like making sure that everybody has what they need. There's just like such a spirit. And there's huge piles of blankets and sleeping bags and hand warmers and clothes and food and literally everything that you might need to survive has been donated here and or left here. There's lots of people who left this morning and just like emptied out their car and said, here, take this for the future.
Emmett, is anybody in the camp talking about any kind of end game whatsoever, or is it just hold fast for now and see what happens?
Right. It's see what happens. It's like people want to really understand what the announcement. So the announcement came late yesterday. So I was at a press conference at 4 p.m. our time yesterday, and the easement announcement had just happened. And they were like, well, this seems like a good stick, but we don't quite understand what it means. So I think right now people are just being cautious and trying to really understand what it means.
Emmett, I wonder if you personally think that this is some sort of beginning for you. Do you sense that you're sort of catching the wave of a lot of future storytelling?
There has been a lot of talk about how this is hopefully a paradigm shift in the way that movements happen, and that they happen in a way that is peaceful and prayerful and nonviolent. Like, there's so much talk about those things. A journalist on the way here told me that I would not want to leave, and he's right. Like, I just want to stay here and just talk to people and then go to the next movement. I do have a series where I want to go to sort of disenfranchised communities around the country and have them tell their own story. CNN tells people stories, and they only care about sort of the, you know, the water cannons. That's when people showed up. And, you know, people, you could sort of tell that people were sort of like expecting violence when the veterans showed up. I would like to be a voice for people who are here, even if that stuff doesn't happen.